our last Q&A period before we conclude the session. So if you have a question, please raise your virtual hand. And maybe while you're thinking of questions, I'll ask one. So Yong, I wanted to ask about the scattering amplitudes for strings. So you drew the torus.
Yes.
Was that supposed to represent like a one loop string diagram?
Yes, for closed string and for open string, we need obvious strip on the signatures, yes.
And so the statement is that if I calculate that string amplitude, it's actually simpler just because of its algebraic form to evaluate than if I were to, you know, collapse the string and then think about the low energy limit and calculate some one loop integral. Is that the thing that was
used? Yeah.
Do I understand
that? You mean the Nodal-Riemann sphere limit to get the field theory limit amplitude. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a trick to get the field theory limit from the string amplitude result.
I see. And can you make up, I mean, so let's say you have some amplitude you want to calculate in some field theory. Can you just make up some string theory that corresponds to that to sort of as a math trick to evaluate it? Or?
Oh, you mean to get some, yeah, we can use this trick to get the result, to get an amplitude of Young mu and supergravity.
Mm-hmm. And is it, sort of any string theory that these techniques are useful for, or is there like some specific?
Oh, yeah. For example, type one open string and type two A, type two B, and even hadronic string, bosonic string, this trick is still, it's still useful, yes.
I see.
So for example, we can get the Young mu or maximus or super Young mu from type one or type two super strings. And we can also get the amplitude of Einstein Young mu. I mean, coupling theory of graviton and gluon from the hadronic strings. Yes, it's useful.
That's it. Okay, thanks.
My pleasure.
Questions from the audience? Okay, Juan, you had a question?
Yeah, I have a question for Zach. So I guess many years ago, we looked at this case of testing semi-classical gravity using auto-mechanical devices. So I wonder, have you thought about testing your Markovian gravity.
Right, yeah. So this is something that we're doing right now. So we're trying to basically, if you treat the gravitational field as classical, in any theory, you can sort of predict some amount of diffusion that you have to have in the gravitational potential. And so we're trying to figure out whether or not you'd see this in these optomechanical experiments. So the idea would be that if you don't see it, then you can sort of rule out very generally, experimentally, classical theories of gravity. So maybe I can tell you in a few weeks or months or years.
Okay, that's cool. Thanks.
All right.
I have a question for Olga. Olga, you mentioned, this boundary. And some of the things you mentioned, in fact, was very similar or sounded related to what Céline was mentioning. So maybe, I don't know, the question is more, she talked about the role of radiation there. And does that question about what is gravitational radiation plays a role in the description you're thinking?
It will in the future. At the moment, the example that we have studied is very simple. You have just have empty EDS, and you have a small excitation by a unitary operator in the middle, and then you can see that you can detect it from a small time band, and this is due to the gravitational constraints. And my collaborators, they have shown a similar example in asymptotically flat space times, where instead of a small time bud, you have a small cut at the past of future null infinity. But in my description, it's very important that we are in quantum gravity. I think Céline works more on classical gravity, but I guess there should be a connection at some appropriate limit.
Yeah, it would be nice to see.
Yeah.
I have another question about, you mentioned so this subject, but also matrix model. And is that two separate subjects you're wondering, or there's a connection between the two?
So there is a duality known from early 90s that, so I had the picture where you have a two-dimensional surface, and when you discretize it, you triangulate it, and then you take these triangles to become infinitesimal, and you take the limit at their infinitesimal and their infinity number. This is called the double scaling limit. Then this matrix quantum mechanical model of Hermitian masses and the potential of the inverted harmonic oscillator is dual to the sequels to Unruly string theory, which is essential sequels. It's a two-dimensional string theory where you have a non-linear dilaton background. And this is an exact example that we have emergence of space-time, which is a question that we want to answer also in holography in higher dimensions. So using this duality, I want to extend it to also, we know that in this double scaling limit that you only have the singlet sector of the matrix quantum mechanics, you cannot describe black holes. But then there are proposals that if you allow for non-trivial representations from the matrix quantum mechanics point of view, this corresponds to adding some long strings in the Liouville theory picture. And if you have a big number of those long strings, they can react on your geometry, and they might create black holes, or you might have also other non-trivial solutions of non-trivial topology. And this is something that I want to understand better.
Just a question, are you in PI right now?
At the moment, no, but I'm in Waterloo, so yeah, I'm in...
You're okay.
Yeah.
Great, see you.
See you.
Okay, any last questions? Okay, if not, then why don't we give a round of applause for all of our participants in this. And it's really nice to hear about all the science that you are pursuing. I guess I just close by wishing you all the best for your time at Perimeter. And you know, I hope you can build great connections, have a wonderful time, do excellent science. And looking ahead to when we can hopefully be together in person, you know, let's hope that happens soon. But I hope to see you all around, and maybe we can think about doing something like this again, but all together in person at some point. So thanks for presenting, and thanks for those who've attended. And with that, we will sign off. Thanks very much.